everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. You sound much better now.
I feel better too. I got some rest.
Did you see the doctor?
Yes, I went to the doctor to get a doctor's note.
Did the doctor give you any medicine? 有跟你要吃吗?
No, she said the best thing for me is to get some sleep.
Oh, 多休息就好。Great! Now you'll be able to give our students another lesson.
That's right. Now this time, we're going to find out what you should do after you feel better.
Oh, 觉得比较好之后要做什么?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get started then.
Ring, 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 ring. The phone in Alex's house rings.
Hello? Who is this?
Good afternoon, Mr. Lee. It's Emily Chen.
I can't understand you. I think you have a wrong number.
It's Emily Chen, Alex's school friend. Is Alex there?
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice.
I'm sick today, so I couldn't go to school.I want to ask Alex about today's classes.
He's out at badminton practice. Can I take a message?
Can you please tell him I called to ask about our homework? He can call me back anytime this evening.
I will.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Bye.
Goodbye.
Emily hangs up.Friend, friend. I went hiking in the mountains with my friends last weekend. I went hiking in the mountains with my friends last weekend. Out, out. The boss was looking for Tammy, but she was out for lunch.The boss was looking for Tammy, but she was out for lunch. Practice, practice. I hope I'll get better at baseball with more practice. I hope I'll get better at baseball with more practice. Call, call.Simon doesn't live with his family, so he calls them almost every week. Simon doesn't live with his family, so he calls them almost every week.
Okay, we start out today in our article with another scenario. It says here, the phone in Alex's house rings. Okay, now we've got the ringing phone.
Yeah.
This time, we're calling Alex, but Alex doesn't answer the phone. Here we see first from, or hear first from Mr. Lee, and he says, Hello, who is this? Now, this is another way of answering the phone. However, this way of answering the phone isn't as polite as the way Mr. Wong answered in day one. Now, this is what you might say if you aren't worried about speaking to someone about work or business.
在电话上面呢，如果要询问对方是谁，我们不能说 Who are you? 我们要说的是 Who is this?
Mm-hmm. It's also another thing we might say if you don't, like if you're looking at your cell phone and you see a number but you don't know the number,、mm-hmm. you might say, Who is this?
Who is this?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so Emily, she's going to talk to Mr. Lee. She says, Good afternoon, Mr. Lee. It's Emily Chen.
Emily 这边就说啦，李先生午安，我是 Emily Chen.
Mm-hmm, nice and polite.、
Yeah.
Very good, Emily. Now, Mr. Lee responds. He says, I can't understand you. I think you have a wrong number.
Oh, so、mm-hmm. maybe Emily still sounds sick.
She might still be coughing, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. 李先生不懂 Emily 在说什么，所以跟他说，我想你是打错电话了。
Mm-hmm.Okay, well, I think Emily's probably getting used to this now. First, Mr. Wong didn't understand her, now Mr. Lee. But she says, it's Emily Chen, Alex's school friend. Is Alex there? Now, there's a lot to talk about there, but first we're going to learn today's first word power word, which is the noun friend. It's spelled F-R-I-E-N-D, friend, and let's find out what it means. Okay, today's first word power word is the noun friend. A friend is a person who you spend a lot of time with because you like that person and enjoy spending time with them and talking with them. Here's an example sentence. I went hiking in the mountains with my friends last weekend. I went hiking in the mountains with my friends last weekend.
Friend 这个字就是朋友啦。那我们的例句说，我上个周末跟我朋友去山里面进行。那回到对话里头呢， Emily 原来是打电话到她的朋友家，她跟李先生说，我是 Emily Chen， Alex 的学校朋友。Alex 在吗？ So I guess Mr. Lee is Alex's dad.
That is right. Now, we can see here from what Mr. Lee says next that Emily actually calls Alex a bit, and that's because here Mr. Lee says, oh, I didn't recognize your voice.
Recognize 这个动词呢是辨别认出，所以李先生接下来就说了， oh, 我没有认出你的声音。 So we know that Mr. Lee knows Emily.
Exactly, so maybe she and Emily are actually, or she and Alex are actually really good friends.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Emily'sShe's going to explain why she's calling Mr. Lee here. And she says, I'm sick today, so I couldn't go to school.
哦，那 Emily 就跟李先生说啊，我今天生病，所以没有去学校。Why does she want to call Alex, though?
Good question. She continues here in the article. She says, I want to ask Alex about today's classes.Now, Emily is such a good student. She wants to find out what she missed at school today.
She is a good student. 她想问 Alex 今天学校教了什么? Did you do that when you were sick in school?
My mom used to make me, yes. Or somebody at my school would, you know, sort of keep the homework assignments for me. And the next day I would have to get them. Yeah. Well, I was a good kid, so.
You were.
All right. Well, Mr. Lee, he's going to explain that Alex isn't able to answer the phone. He says he's out at badminton practice. Now, there's two word power words in that sentence. The first one we're going to look at is the adverb out. It's spelled O-U-T, out, and we're going to talk about it right now. Okay, on to word power number two, the adverb out.Here, the adverb out means that a person is not at home or in the office or just in the place that a person is trying to find them. Now, if my mom sees me leaving the house and asks, where are you going? I could say, I'm going out. I want to go to the park with some friends. The adverb out just means that I'm not going to be in the house anymore. Here's another example sentence.The boss was looking for Tammy, but she was out for lunch. The boss was looking for Tammy, but she was out for lunch.
Out 这边是一个副词，代表在外地。那我们例句说啊，老板在找 Tammy， 但他正好出门吃午餐。Here, Alex is out. Alex 出门不在家 and he's at badminton practice. Badminton 我们知道是羽球、What about practice?
Good question. Okay, now this is our third word power word, the second one in that sentence. Practice is a noun. It's spelled P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E, practice. Let's find out what it means.Okay, we're on to word power word number three. That's the noun practice. Here, practice is the activity of doing something so that you can get better at it. Now, we often use this word when we're talking about playing a sport, such as badminton, or an instrument, such as piano or violin. Now, if you're at badminton practice, you will be playing badminton or doing something to get better at playing badminton, such as working out. Here's an example sentence. I hope I'll get better at baseball with more practice. I hope I'll get better at baseball with more practice.
practice 在文章里头呢，当名词用哦，代表的是练习、训练。那例句说啊，我希望借由多加的训练，让我能够呢打棒球打得更好。Practice 这个字呢，也可以当动词来使用，所以我们也可以说 Alex is practicing playing badminton now.、Mm-hmm. Alex 现在正在练羽球。
Okay, so Mr. Lee, he's just explained that Alex is not at home right now, and he's not quite finished yet. He finishes his sentence with, "Can I take a message?"
Message, 我们知道是讯息。那 take a message 就是留讯息，所以李先生就问 Emily 啦，我可以帮你留讯息吗？
Mm-hmm. Now let's find out what Emily's message is. She's going to ask a question, and that's going to be the message she leaves him. It says, she says here, can you please tell him I called to ask about our homework?Okay, so we know she's a good student. We know she's going to get that work done. But we also saw a fourth word power word in that sentence. That's the verb call. She called Alex. Call is spelled C-A-L-L, call. Let's find out what it means. Okay, our fourth word power word today is the verb call. When you call someone, you telephone someone so that you can talk to them.Now, we do this less and less these days because it's just so easy to send someone a message on your phone using WhatsApp or Line or WeChat or Messenger on Facebook to talk to them. So we don't call as often as we used to. Here's an example sentence. Simon doesn't live with his family, so he calls them almost every week.Simon doesn't live with his family, so he calls them almost every week.
Call 这个动词就是打电话啦，所以呢 to call somebody 就是打电话给某人。那例句说啊， Simon 没有和他的家人住在一起，所以他几乎每个礼拜都会打电话给他们。那回到对话来呢， Emily 请李先生告诉 Alex 他有打来问功课。
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Mr. Lee doesn't know what Alex's homework was. Maybe it's right after school.
Yeah.
So Emily continues and she says, he can call me back anytime this evening.
So to call somebody 是打电话给某人，那 to call somebody back 就是回拨电话给某个人。所以 Emily 请李先生告诉 Alex 说啊，他可以呢在傍晚任何时间Call me back, 打回来给我。
All right, now remember, Emily started that message with a question. So
yeah.
She says, can you tell him that I called? Now, Mr. Lee is going to answer that question. He says, I will. And of course, he's saying, I will tell him you called.
没错，这边的 I will, 我会的就是我会跟 Alex 说你有打电话来。
Mm-hmm. Now, Emily, as ever the polite young girl that she is, says, thank you, Mr. Lee.Bye!
最后 Emily 还是很有礼貌地跟李先生说谢谢你哦，拜拜。
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're not quite finished yet. We've had one goodbye. Now it's time for the second one. It says, Mr. Lee here says goodbye, and Emily hangs up.
Oh, 所以在 Mr. Lee 李先生说完再见之后， Emily 就挂上了电话。I hope Alex will call her back and tell her what their homework is.
But if he doesn't, she doesn't have to do the homework.
Oh, but she has to do a lot of homework after she goes back to school, right?
Right? She just have more work the next day. You're
right.
Okay.
现在呢，我们先进到 Magic Box 听讲师讲解更多关于再见的说法。一个再见有很多种说法哦。之后呢，我们马上回来再进到我们的 review time。
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好久不见，最美丽的阿美姐来咯。很多人呢都说、哦、阿美姐你这么美丽一定呢有很多男朋友吧。 No no no、oh, 专心学吼怎么会有很多男朋友哈？你是说那以前年轻的时候咧，哎呦也是没有很多啦。你知道吼、哦、身为一个充满智慧的查某人，男朋友怎么可以说教说教，像那种吼、哦、坏男孩Bad boy, bad boy, 让我跟你说拜拜。 说拜拜，中文哈，我们说再见，英文呢，你一定知道呢，就是拜拜或者是呢 goodbye。但是哈，你还知道其他说话跟别人说拜拜吗？聪明如我阿美姐哈，今天就要来教你拜拜的各种说话喽，让你哈烂桃花都斩斩斩斩断哦。首先呢，如果等一下呢，马上就会见到，我们可以说呢 catch you later。例如呢，等一下呢，我们要一起去林嘎 B， 那你先去餐厅哈，我去一下便利商店，等一下马上就到。I am going to the convenience store. Catch you later. 等等见哦，我去一下马上回来。I am going to the convenience store. Catch you later. 等等见咯。那如果呢，我们下次见面的时间隔更长一点点，我们呢就可以说 see you 呢就是下次见咯，这样的意思。后面呢我们可以加上切切的时间，比方说呢 see you later 待会见， see you soon 下回见， see you next week 下周见。那如果呢像那种没有过很久也会再见哦，除了 see you 之外，我们也可以说呢 talk to you later， OK， talk to you later， 下次见，下次聊。但这个用法呢就特别强调我们见到的时候呢要好好的聊一聊哦。但是人生总是有离别，如果你的阿纳达要出国深造了，大概有一两年不会见面，这个时候哦，我们就可以说 farewell，再会啦 ，farewell。farewell 呢，除了再见之外呢，你还有祝福他一切平安的意思。你呢，也可以说 so long, my friend, take care。再回来外边又请多保重啊。哇阿美姐，那如果呢我真心不知道下次见面是何年何月何日该怎么办呢，那呢我们就可以用这句了， Until we meet again， 后会有期啦。最后呢，如果呢你想要像阿美姐这样有点俏皮可爱，有一点异国风，那呢就要说这句哦， Ciao Ciao， 就是意大利文的拜拜，是不是很可爱啊？ Ciao。
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. We are going to do some fill in the blanks today. But before we do, let's review our word power words from today's lesson. So the first one we saw was friend.
朋友。
Mm-hmm. The next one we saw was out.
在外的、
mm-hmm. Then we saw practice
练习、
mm-hmm. And finally we saw the verb call
打电话、
mm-hmm. Okay, so are you ready for number one?
Yes.
Alright. Aaron is one of my best blank. We hang out every Saturday night.
Aaron 是我的什么，然后我们每周六晚上都会一起聚会混在一起，那就是他是我的朋友。 Aaron is one of my best friends.
Ah, very good. You even got the S.
对，
because we said one of my.
对，朋友很多， Aaron 是其中之一。
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to spell friends?
Let me try.
Okay.
FRIEND. And this is plural form, so、mm-hmm. S.
All right. We can kind of get a little bit confused with that IE there in the、yeah. middle, but just remember that friend ends with END. End.
END.、Mm-hmm. End.
All right. Number two. It's raining outside. Remember, that's from day one, remember to bring an umbrella with you when you go blank.
哦，外面在下雨，所以你当然就是出去外面的时候要记得带 umbrella， 要记得带雨伞。所以是 remember to bring an umbrella with you when you go out.
Exactly. Now this one's easy to spell. Can you do it?
O-U-T.
Perfect. Okay, number three. I've heard that you're very good at playing soccer now. Do you go to soccer blank every day?
你现在很会踢足球，那你是不是每天都有去 soccer practice、
mm-hmm.
去练足球呢？
Okay, now this one might be a little bit trickier. Can we spell practice?
It's a little bit hard.、
Mm-hmm.
P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E. C-prec?
Yes.
Tis? T-I-C-E?
Exactly. That's two C's in that word, a hard C, then a soft C. There's
right.
no S. All right, last one. Number four. My dad told me you blank me in the morning. What's up?
我爸爸告诉我你早上的时候有我们剩下就是 call 不过这里是过去式 past tense、
exactly.
所以是 my dad told me you called、
mm-hmm.
me in the morning、
exactly.
what's up?
Alright, well let's see if Elsie can spell this one in past tense if she knows her past tense rules
这应该是规则变化所以 call C-A-L-L 加 E-D
Perfect. Okay. Well, that's all the time we have to talk about this today. We're going to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. The phone in Alex's house rings.
Hello. Who is this?
Good afternoon, Mr. Lee. It's Emily Chen.
I can't understand you. I think you have a wrong number.
It's Emily Chen, Alex's school friend. Is Alex there?
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice.
Achoo! I'm sick today, so I couldn't go to school. I want to ask Alex about today's classes.
He's out at badminton practice. Can I take a message?
Can you please tell him I called to ask about our homework? He can call me back anytime this evening.
I will.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Bye.
Goodbye.
Emily hangs up.
Friend. Friend. I went hiking in the mountains with my friends last weekend. I went hiking in the mountains with my friends last weekend. Out. Out. The boss was looking for Tammy, but she was out for lunch. The boss was looking for Tammy, but she was out for lunch. Practice. Practice.I hope I'll get better at baseball with more practice. I hope I'll get better at baseball with more practice. Call. Call. Simon doesn't live with his family, so he calls them almost every week. Simon doesn't live with his family.So he calls them almost every week.